For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so let's get into today's episode where we've got a brand new second date update for you that's going to have you talking about, writing stuff on people's faces with a Sharpie. That's always fun. And then, of course, why the Diaz household, our whole house is tired. I mean, we are tired.
And then also we had more of your backstage audio from the ACM weekend with Jason Aldean, his Florida beach house, and how much I found out that this area of homes actually costs.
Wow.
And also hearing from Thomas Rhett on some dad advice. That's all in this podcast.
You know, one of the headlines that I read as I came in here, you know, just getting prepped for the show in the 4 o'clock hour, was that it was National Meatball Day.
I swear, the amount of days that are like just made up are ridiculous.
I know. And Ashley and I will come in here. We'll have a great time with that because, you know, one day it'll be like National Toilet Paper Day. Something. Anyways, but here's what did spark an inspiration in us is that if it is National Meatball Day, think about all those people who have to do prep work. So before you go to lunch today at whatever said restaurant it's going to be, regardless whether it's Italian or whatever, there's somebody doing prep work, right?
Yeah.
So even if today somebody's doing those meatballs because they love to relish on the fact that those meatballs are homemade.
Oh, maybe they're popular for their meatballs like Prado in Winter Park.
Yeah, there's somebody right now rolling those little meatballs into place. So this way there could be enough for the orders to come for the rest of the day. So to you this morning, if you do prep work, just know from Obi, Ashley, those of us here at K-Nation, thank you with the national anthem. On K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. Obi and Ashley, you know that second date update? Very creative. You know, anybody who brings food to a restaurant, you got to be a certain kind of person,
yeah,
right?
That's a little much, hey, in my opinion.
I will say this. I do know people who bring liquor to a restaurant, especially if the restaurant doesn't have a liquor license.
What? How old are we? You can't go to dinner without one liquor drink?
Just saying. Some people like to have their Jack and, All right. So it's Obi and Ashley here, K92.3. Just another reminder, too, this has been a pretty popular prize for us to talk about, which is Disney's Drawn to Life.
Yes, you got to experience it.
Yeah, and the talent of those individuals. You know, I said this, too, that La Nuba, you know, when it was here for like 19 years. You know, so this Drawn to Life could be here for a very long time. And those people who are doing those acrobatics, those people who are doing the stuff that's death-defying, they do it 2 times a day.
Yeah, I was going to say, because this is all Cirque stuff, the Cirque du Soleil acrobatic type. So in Drawn to Life, that's a Disney now. That whole building is open back up. It was closed during the whole pandemic, basically.
Yeah, which gave them an opportunity to fine-tune the show. So,
so cool.
When you go see it, it's so amazing. There's stuff that happens during the show that you're just going to be like, how is that physically and humanly possible? So anyways, we're going to give you a 4-pack of tickets to that and a $200 gift card, and that's going to be at 7:10 with the O-Town Showdown. I'm tired.
I was going to say, so did you get any rest last night? You know when you come back from a trip or you do something and you feel guilty complaining about being tired because everyone's tired nowadays? It's like meetings. Everyone's like, oh my God, I'm so busy. And everyone's busy. Like you're preaching to the choir. Obi yesterday was basically like wanted to fall asleep. I could tell because your throat was even scratchy, but the baby was keeping you guys up.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the baby's been fantastic. You know, he's 15 months now, and for those of you who have been following the story, we got him at 6 days old. Now he's 15 months old. This kid has really changed the whole trajectory of the family, and we're still dealing, though, with some of those days that he's got the baby stuff going on.
Of course. I mean, no baby's perfect.
So baby fevers, and it was 2 days in a row that we were just kind of dealing with him, had to take him to the pediatrician. And so those days, now I could, okay, so back in the day, okay, so something, let me just share with you, okay? So back in the day, I used to complain about, hey, I got to be up at 2:50 in the morning. You've got the baby, right? I would say that to the wife. You've got the baby. I got to be up at 2:50. Today, though, I see how many times he wakes up and I want to be there for my wife in a way that's like, okay, so I know that I have to be up at 2:50 in the morning, but I'm also support to you. Like, I know that this is driving everybody
in the
house nuts.
Part of having a child, yeah.
Well, and we've got two monitors in the house. We've got one in the living room, and we've got one in our room. I guess the one in the living room is just like, hey, just in case we don't wake up, the whole house can hear it.
Yeah.
So nevertheless, the whole house ended up not getting any sleep, which puts everybody in a grumpy mode.
Oh, yeah.
And so yesterday, after we left the show, I still had a couple meetings, but I had a little window from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Man, I slept like a king.
No problem.
Like a king.
Didn't even need any Tylenol PM. You just conked out.
I even think they were like yard people working out in the front. I didn't even know that they arrived.
It was probably calming. Like, so it's because he's sick? He's got a fever? He's up like every few hours or what?
Yeah, well, and you know, what's interesting with this age is that there are times, okay, so the first night that he went through the fevers, we're already experienced, at least I think, you know, we're already experienced that we say, oh, okay, this could be ear infection. This could be, you know, a tooth coming in.
Yeah.
But when day two goes by, when he hasn't slept through the whole night, and I mean, he's very irritable, then at that point, you take him into the doc, and doctor says he's fine, and this is just the baby pains.
They're like, just get over it. You're not going to sleep.
Well, it's funny because I've already got my three, right? I've already got my three, and that's 12, 11, and about to be 9 years old. So it's been a bit since we've been in the baby phase, and we think we're pros, and then you have these moments where you're just like, okay, we're right back to square one where we know nothing.
That's funny. I was just talking to my best friend on the phone yesterday, and it was like 6 p.m. last night, and she had FaceTimed me earlier, and I was in that mood because of coming off that trip, and I was exhausted. I didn't want to talk to anybody, so I called her back later, and I was telling her about you. I was like, oh, yeah, Obi's baby's sick, and he hasn't been sleeping, because she said her baby, who's now like 7 months old, I think, she's like, yeah, he's sleeping a little bit better through the night. He wakes up a couple times. And I was like, yeah, since we don't have kids, Matt and I, she's like, yeah. She's like, it's hard. It's not easy. And she was just being honest. Like, listen, the parents out there, they may not ever talk about it. We're on a platform where Obi can be here talking about this situation. But I think every parent has those tired days where they just don't even want to deal with anybody.
Yeah, without
and
a doubt.
And you have to be here.
But you know what? I think also, too, like I'm sitting here complaining, but I'm thinking about those people who have twins.
Oh.
You know that when one gets crying, the other one gets crying, yeah. And now you have two babies to try to soothe?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yay. All right. Just if you have any advice out there for fellow parents, share it with us, and we'll share it with them right here on K923. Cody Johnson, that is K923 music, man. Guy's so cool. He's also got a documentary out there, too. You know, not the only one. You know, Luke Bryan's got one. Just a lot of our country artists. You find out a lot more about them as you discover these docs.
Love them.
All right, Obi and Ashley in here talking about gas prices. Man, as you drive by them, they're not the same as they were a month ago.
No, and as you pump it into your car, your credit card, whatever, your wallet feels it.
Yeah, so gas prices at an all-time high. You know, what's interesting is even before I cracked the mic, I just wanted to look at some of the latest and most current news articles that are out there about gas prices. And I read one that was ripping in to everybody out there who owns a truck, an SUV.
Of course.
Any of those bigger vehicles that guzzles gas, this article was ripping into us. Listen, I say us because my wife and I, we both have trucks.
Yeah.
You know, she's
got an SUV.
Yeah, you know, her Escalade takes diesel. It was the only one that we could find at the time that with the pandemic and vehicles being hard to come by, we grabbed one up that was diesel. That one now today is costing us a pretty penny.
Yep. My husband's truck is diesel too. And that's, of course, when things like this happen in the economy, 2008 it happened when gas prices were in the $4 range. And this, it always becomes a thing. And then it's shaming people with SUVs and trucks, which, yes, we all, so many of us have. But the thing is, it's crazy, is that they're saying it's not done going up. Yesterday, we talked about this. It was $4.19 when we drove past the Wawa. Now, I heard this morning, it's like $4.21. So it's still climbing. But there is good news. There's apps out there that at the very least, I say good news, at the very least that you can save money or you can plug into your phone and it'll see where you are and it'll give you like the closest gas station to you with the cheapest prices. Everything from Gas Buddy, which is not a new app by any means. I know a lot of people that have used that for years. But then also, make sure you, wherever you go normally, a lot of these places have gas, like fuel rewards programs where you get a certain amount of cents back per gallon. And people right now are at the point where 30 cents back per gallon. A girl I know posted...
That's a deal.
That's crazy. Now, that's something... Like, now, you got to do your research, right? So, I'd say get online and start researching these programs and which gas stations do the best. because some of them, I mean, even to Sam's Club, Costco, they're doing discounted gas. They've always done discounted gas. So now, right now, even more so, Walmart, the Walmart app, members are getting 5 cents a gallon discount and access to member prices at Sam's Club. So there's all these programs that people are going to be taking advantage of more because this gas price surge is probably just only still going up.
Well, you know, I think about the crafty individual out there who does the coupon clipping. You know, that was something that that we tried maybe 8 years ago. We tried being coupon clippers, especially as we started to have the kids. And that, you know, that in itself takes work, you know, for somebody to go through, get those coupons and then, present them. Anyways, this would be the time now to jump on any of those programs that you mentioned.
Yeah.
And even the app, you know, I'm afraid that I've been one of those people, you know, pretty cocky that you're like, yeah, I'll be able to visually see it. You know, I'll see the 7-Eleven across from the mobile and I'll be able to determine which one to go to. But it may even be worth it to go around the corner because the Gas Buddy app is telling you to do that because it's one cheaper.
And you know, one other thing, something that was brought to my attention yesterday that I knew in the back of my head, I had heard for years, but now more so than ever, people, if you pay with cash, it's 5 cents a gallon cheaper versus the card because, yes, you have to, whenever most businesses, they have to pay to use a credit card service. So if the gas station accepts American Express, Visa, MasterCard, whatever, they've got to pay those merchants when people use their cards.
Yeah.
So if you pay cash, it's going to save you a little bit of cents there. So yes, unfortunately, that means you have to go inside and interact with a human being.
Well, listen, we gave you a couple of tips. You may know a bunch more tips. And if you want, hook us up, 844-254-9232. So this way we can share with the public too.
K-92-3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
So obviously all the country stars still coming off the ACM Awards, even though I will say, I mean, it just goes to show you, as exhausted as I was coming off of the trip, I got to come home and sleep in my own bed. The very next day, Kelsey Ballerini was over in Ponte Vedra Beach, Jacksonville yesterday playing the Players Championship.
Bum.
I know, I'm thinking, oh, she had to be exhausted. She was on the ACMs. So, just again, perspective with these artists turning around their schedules. And same for Carrie Underwood. So, she was on the ACM Awards, perform with Jason Aldean, big winner that night. But exciting news that honestly, I don't even know that if it's out there yet. I just got a heads up from her record label that we're going to have new music from her next Friday. And they said it's upbeat and fun. So, I think that's always kind of a fun little fact to share with you guys because I looked on her Instagram and she doesn't even share that she's got new music coming. So, I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble for telling you that or not, but it is what it is. Pretty cool. And Hardy reveals that he won $20,000 in Vegas playing roulette. Again, we talked about this before we left. I'm not a gambler. I hate losing money, but I feel like to win 20 grand with roulette, like you gotta put a lot in, right? Like you gotta be betting a lot.
You gotta know what you're doing, right? The only thing I know about roulette is when you say, you know, when they say, oh, hey, always bet on black, you know?
And that's probably the easiest game to play because you just pick a color and a number, right? Or you can just pick a color. But a lot of people that I talked to that when we were there in Vegas were like, yeah, I only play roulette because it's the easiest thing. So Hardy doing that, but also catching up with him backstage. Now, remember, I was out there with our colleague from Houston, our Houston radio station, Caitlin, and backstage catching up with him. He had just been in Oklahoma City and what he did with a fan he saw at the hotel.
We had a show in Oklahoma City. I went to my hotel and as I'm walking down the hall, there was this drunk dude like checking his pockets. Like he left his hotel key and he looked up and he just goes, oh my God. And he had been to the concert. So I like kicked it with him and his fiance and then these other two people in their hotel room and ended up drinking like 20
Wait,
beers.
You went to their hotel room with him?
Just outside
this
of their room.
This is so sketch.
It was so funny because you're thinking like, wait, these artists, they do just want to be normal people. And remember, okay, go back like 2 years ago before Morgan Wallen got into the other stuff, but when he was partying a lot. And I remember his rep just telling me like he doesn't see himself as a celebrity. So when he wanted to go hang and have drinks with somebody, it's like you got to be a little more careful now that you're in the limelight and you can't be partying just like any average normal Joe. Here you have Hardy now, Songwriter of the Year.
Yeah, well, remember, this is going to take it back, but even Michael Phelps, you know, he had just won all those Olympic medals and he got caught at a party where someone took a picture of him taking a hit out of a bong.
You know what? It's so interesting that you just brought that up. So apparently, Michael Phelps has been like a mentor and guide for Morgan Wallen over the last year with what he's been through. I just saw that on Instagram last night that they're like they interact and they talk and
And even though you, as a celebrity, you want to be a regular person, you can't. People are taking pictures of you when you don't even know it.
Mm-hmm. And then another thing, I mean, this is just nuts. Kelly Clarkson, we've talked about her divorce going through, but she has to pay her ex $45,000 a month in child support. So that's just child support.
Some people don't even make that a year.
And then, listen, that's just for the kids. Her former husband, who's a talent agent, then will receive $115,000 a month in spousal support until January 2024. So that being finalized, and then he gets like some lump sum of $1.3 million as part of the divorce. So much money involved in that divorce.
Well, now your girl has to continue making that money.
Right? I know. I'm like, you can't be worried about losing a job at that point. And then also, last but not least, one of Kelly Clarkson's good buddies, Blake Shelton, of course, going to be at Ole Red this Saturday night. We hooked you up with tickets last week because the only way in is to win. So we are going to be bringing you backstage, behind the scenes with all that stuff Saturday on the K92.3 Instagram and to all of our winners that got that opportunity and what that's like. Don't forget, there's more ways to win things like that on the K92.3 Instagram. We got 3-day passes right now for Country Thunder. Check that out every single day this week.
Obie and Ashley in the morning
on K92.3.
It's time for the O-Town Showdown.
Powered by Appliance Stockade in Merritt Island.
Good morning, y'all. Good morning.
Hey. Woo-wee.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to go here. Do I have Shelly of Satellite Beach?
You do. Good morning.
Hey.
All right, nice. Going up against Brandon, representing Orange City.
Yes, sir.
Right here. Yeah. Brandon.
Okay, love that. Yeah, you guys say good morning to each other. I like that.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
All right, so here's the way the game is played. My beautiful co-host here, Ashley.
Hi.
She's got 3 questions for you, and the questions aren't that hard. It's not who's the smartest. It's who's the quickest, using their sound and having the right answer. That's how you'll win the showdown, right?
Fantastic. Yep.
So let's get those buzzer sounds. This will be the sound that you make when you think you're right. So, Shelly, what's going to be yours today?
I'm going to go with Bailey.
Okay, who's that?
That's my dog. She is a yellow lab.
Okay, oh, the
I
best.
Like that, just so we can paint a picture. All right, Brandon of Orange City, what's going to be your sound today when you think you're right?
Let's go with boat.
Boat?
Boat.
Okay, are you a boating fan?
Yeah, I'd rather be on a boat than on the way to work right now.
Same.
Hell yeah.
Reach.
as we're in here and our bosses are listening to us. All right, well, we're ready for the O-Town Showdown.
Woo! Question number one. We were just talking about this on the show this morning, but this resource is causing prices to skyrocket.
Bailey.
Oh, Shelly.
Gasoline.
Okay.
Right?
Nice. Way to go. That's one for Satellite Beach. Orange City needs one to stay in the game.
All right. Question number two. This ACM co-host from the other night also has a program that is books for children.
Boat.
Okay, Brandon?
Carrie Underwood?
No.
Okay, not Carrie. For the steal, Shelly?
Gabby Vermont?
No, Dolly Parton has an amazing program. You can Google it for neighborhoods.
Okay.
It's cool.
Okay, no worries. So we still have one for Satellite Beach.
Okay, question number two. The Solar Bears are a hockey team that play at the Amway.
Oh.
What is their mascot?
Brandon?
A polar bear.
Yes!
Nice. He was quick with that one. All right, so we've got one for Orange City, one for Satellite Beach, one question left.
Okay, this is definitely something you got to listen to the show for if you were listening this morning. Obi has had trouble sleeping this week because why?
Bailey.
Oh, man, that was the both of them. That was the both of you guys. All right, we need a new question number three.
Too
sorry,
close.
Ash.
Close. It's because it's baby, by the way. Question number three for the win. This superstar was just revealed she has to pay over $45,000 a month of child support.
Boat.
Okay, Brandon.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yes.
Wow.
That was an Ashley's All Access this morning.
Way to go. Brandon, that makes you the winner of the O-Town Showdown.
Congratulations. This is a huge prize this week with the Cirque Show going on at Disney, Drawn to Life, and a $200 Disney gift card.
Fantastic. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Congratulations. Now, Shelly, this is our favorite part, which is that air hug. We'll save you for redemption so we can play again.
Aww.
But for right now, come on in here, girl.
Bring
come on, Shelly.
Woo!
You, Bailey.
Yeah.
The whole crew, even Brandon's in on this. Guys, thank you for participating in another edition of the O-Town Showdown.
All right, thank you.
K92.3.
Doing the right thing.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
All right, this is all thanks to you people out there doing the right thing. If you weren't doing the right thing, we'd have nothing to talk about here during doing the right thing.
Oh, man. And this one just happened over this past weekend in the area that Obie and I are both actually from, the Tampa Bay area. This Florida Highway Patrol officer, Master Trooper Tony Shuck, she's 47. She put herself into harm's way on I-275, which is in the Tampa Bay area. Anyone that's traveled that route, maybe you come off of I-4, you got to go into Tampa for anything, you know where that is. Well, this was a drunken driver shown in her dash cam video that they were trying to basically get off the roads because there was a 10K race going on, a 10K marathon type thing, event. It was for military families, so you know how those happen all over on weekends, 5Ks type stuff. This car was a drunken driver and had blown past several checkpoints, went around traffic cones, went around other officers, and was high speed, super high speed. And Officer Tony Shuck was coming from the opposite direction. They had shut this area of the road down and put herself in harm's way, drove her vehicle, and put it right into the way of the high speed chase. Thank God she is okay, but this was her dash cam video.
That explosion that you hear at the beginning here, I'll play it again. That is the sound of a head-on collision with her putting herself in harm's way.
I posted it to the Obie and Ashley Facebook page just so you can see it. And again, thank God she's okay, but she's recovering at home with a head wound and a concussion. And as you can imagine, they're just honoring her for her bravery and self-sacrifice because there were thousands of people out, thousands of runners participating in the Skyway 10K, the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, for those of that familiar, it was in that area. And, you know, we talk about this all the time. You just don't know. Officers have no idea what their day is going to look like. A lot of times you think about a 5K, a 10K race, oh, people are going to be very well behaved. But these outside surroundings that they've got to, you know, manage and take care of, that obviously going above and beyond to a level. Now the person was booked into jail on a $52,000 bond, DUI charges, DUI property damage, all these things. And you think about too, where my head went, a 5K or 10K and a high-speed drunk driver that early in the morning.
How many lives would have been taken?
Yes. So thank goodness. Again, Master Trooper Tony Shuck right there in the Tampa Bay area. That's doing the right thing.
Obie and Ashley's Doing the Right Thing. Brought to you by Bel Air Heating and Air Conditioning.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
Obie and Ashley, K92.3. Orlando's number one for new country. All right, so this has been a pretty fun week. You know, I did Monday's show by myself as we got prepared for the ACMs. Actually, I said I did it by myself, but you called.
I was going to say, you're right. I will not wake up at 3 a.m. in the morning for you anymore if you thought that was doing it by yourself.
She did. Ashley called me at 3 a.m., and I got a chance to hang out with her for a little bit, and then I brought it all to you on the show on Monday. And then yesterday, you actually were here physically to tell us and walk us through all these really great interviews because, you know, if we go to the ACMs, there are certain stations that they'll go to the ACMs, but they'll just pay for a ticket to go to the show. We were backstage for everything leading up to it. So even these artists, so Thomas Rhett, you know, he was somebody who had a performance, you know, they're there days ahead to be prepared for all of that.
Yeah.
Just the same way that Ashley was.
Rehearsals and all that. And I'm not going to lie. It is. Those artists and the people that travel for work. Now, again, I look at the rest of the world and what's going on in the world, and I don't take anything for granted. I'm very grateful the company sent me, but it's relative too, so it's exhausting. So when these artists are all over the place, like, for example, Thomas Rhett with four kids at home, I mean, you talk about, of course, they've got help, and they've got, you know, his wife, they have nanny help and whatever it may be. They still want to spend time with their family. And Thomas is known, like, if you follow him on social, he's always posting videos and what's going on with his girls. So had this moment with him backstage over the weekend.
My wife is such a champ, and like, just being a dad, I guess in 2020 was really the first time that I really had gotten to just do that, not travel on the road and all that kind of stuff. And it was a really sweet time, and but also gearing up to go back on the road. So
number one dad tip for parents out there.
Apologize to your kids. they can see it modeled.
They can see it modeled.
Interesting.
Man, you know, and Thomas Rhett's one of those that if you jump on his Instagram or his wife, they are so honest with the way that they're parenting and the circus it is at home.
What
with
do
all
you think
girls.
About what he said there, Obi? I'm not a parent, so what do you think about his advice is to apologize to your kids? Do you ever apologize to your kids when you're wrong?
Oh, my God. Yes, I have. And you know what? I do think that it's incredibly valuable because, A, it strengthens you as a dad. You're like, okay, my kids know that I'm not a liar. I'm not some BSer that's saying, hey, you have to behave because daddy's so behaved. You know, sometimes daddy makes mistakes, and that apology goes a long way.
So I can't even imagine. And then also, hey, speaking of dads that I got to catch up with, Jason Aldean, a dad himself, not a new dad by any means. Remember, he has teen girls from his previous marriage, even though he has toddlers now. Yeah. And I knew that he had bought a house recently in Florida because of some relationships I have where I was kind of informed that he had bought a house. Now, this is not the Santa Rosa Beach house. He had one in the Panhandle that he sold. Now, he's bought a house over in the Jupiter area, which is very interesting because if you remember during the holidays, during Christmas, he and his wife spent down a lot of time. There were like a Christmas party, New Year's Eve party, or something like that over in the Mar-a-Lago area. So they're a fan of Florida and that side of Jupiter. And here's what Jason told me.
Yeah, you know, well, I mean, you know, I grew up in Georgia and Florida. So for me, I had a house down there. I sold it. And, you know, I got too much salt water in my blood not to be down there.
Same.
So we had to buy another place down there and get back down there. So we should be hopefully moving in sometime around May.
Exciting. Yeah. Well, congrats.
Thank you so
That's
much.
That's always nice.
That is cool. You know, it's such a different life when you hear them say, we had to buy another place.
It is like, very damn. Different. And I will tell you, so I have a couple sorority sisters that grew up in Jupiter, and I asked them about this area where he's moving, and she was like, I wouldn't be surprised if the home was anywhere in the upwards between $15 and $20 million for the
golly,
home itself.
Man, golly.
Yeah. So Jason Aldean is doing just fine.
All right, more with Ashley's All Access because we have a ton. You know, you caught up with so many artists. You know, you catch up with so many artists at an event like this that other stations and other people would wait years.
I know.
To get this collection. So please, check out all the interviews. They're up on our Facebook page, up on the Instagram with
K92.3. K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obi and Ashley's second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Yeah, Kim, we'll take those details now about your date.
All right, so we've been talking for a while. Me and this guy, Miles, great guy. We finally decided to go out for the first time, and he invited me to his friend's house party. I agreed. It felt kind of weird. Like, I don't know any of these people. But when we got there, like, everybody was really nice. We had a really good time.
Oh, cool.
After a little while, I couldn't find Miles. So I finally find him on the couch, completely passed out. Like,
he had
fallen asleep.
Wait, fallen asleep from being tired or fallen asleep, like, drunk?
Yeah, no, he was really tired. He's a nurse. And
okay.
I guess he had had a couple long shifts in a row, and
aww.
I understand that he was tired. He fell asleep, so it seems kind of weird that I guess I'm the one reaching out because he fell asleep on our date.
And he's not calling you back?
He's been not calling me back. He won't return a text, anything.
Okay, so thank you for his phone number. What we're going to do right now is we're going to call him, and then we're going to try to see if we can get the both of you talking after we talk to him first, okay?
All right, sounds
cool,
good.
Cool, Kim. Thank you. Yes, was hoping to speak to Miles, please.
This is Miles.
Miles, good morning. My name's Obi, and that's Ashley.
Good morning.
So you've got two of us because we're morning show hosts for the big station here in town, K92.3.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know if you know the show or not, but we're calling because you went on a date with somebody, and we're trying to get you guys back on another date that we're going to pay for.
Wait, what?
Yes, so we're reaching out regarding Kim, and this is set up through Kim. Honestly, she gave us your phone number and she listens to our show.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, Miles, we had a pretty interesting conversation with her this morning, but she actually wants to go back out with you and you're not getting back to her.
Yeah, I'm not getting back to her. That's right. That's totally right. Correct.
Miles, if it's okay, we're just trying to get you two back on another date.
Fat chance, dude. Fat chance.
Okay, okay. But bottom line is really, then why? I think she's wondering. She feels like there's no reason you shouldn't have been getting back to her.
Well, I don't even know where to start on that. How about she's selfish? She's inconsiderate.
Whoa.
You need more?
No. Is there something specific, though?
I mean, what happened?
What made you think all these things?
Okay. So we went to a party. Okay. It was after a 15-hour shift at work. Long story short, we went to a party, and, I was really tired. I'm a male nurse.
First of all, she did tell us that you were a nurse, and I want to thank you for everything that you do, man. I can't imagine what it's like to be a nurse in the hospitals these days.
For real.
Well, it's getting harder these days with these girls that I'm dating, apparently.
Why? What happened?
Okay, so, I was tired. I was, like I said, it was a long shift, and the party was lame, and, I kind of dozed off, okay?
So you fell asleep at the party?
Yeah.
She did tell us that.
And
she
why are you not calling
already?
Her back, though?
Well, because, next thing I know, I'm at work, and a coworker of mine's like, man, you look rough. And I was like, what do you mean? And I got bags under my eyes, or what are you talking about? And they're like, oh, just go to the bathroom and check yourself kind of moment. And so I go in the bathroom, and I look in the mirror, and on my forehead, in a big black magic marker, is suck it.
So wait a minute. How do you know that Kim wrote that with a Sharpie on your forehead?
Like I said, I was at work, and a guy was fooling around with me. He says, you look kind of rough, and he was hinting to go look in the mirror.
And still, how do you know that it was Kim, though?
I mean, who else would it have been? Someone snuck into my house while I was sleeping and wrote on a nurse who's out there on the front line to suck it? I mean, come on.
Okay, so that's why you're not calling her back, is because you think that she wrote on your forehead.
Yeah, I tried to scrub it off. Oh, my God, we have, like, all the chemicals in the world at a hospital, and nothing would take this off. So, I ended up having to leave.
Okay, so why don't we do this? Let's bring Kim into the conversation so now all of us can talk about it. Kim?
Oh, God.
Miles, I am so sorry. I can't say that enough.
Was it you, Kim?
I mean,
you wrote suck it on his forehead?
I did. And I know it was a really childish thing to do. I was on a first date with this guy in a strange house with people I don't know. A bunch of his friends were like encouraging me and cheering me on and telling me to do it, that it would be funny.
Kim, I'm just a little confused here too. Now that we're at this point with Miles on the phone, like why you wanted to go back out with him so bad? Because and now after especially hearing him and him like really having no interest.
What I knew of him, he was a really nice guy, a really great guy. And I had no idea he would react like this. And oh my God, Miles, I am so sorry. I really thought it would come off and that you would see it. And I.
Yeah, but you know what? I could understand the peer pressure too. If you're sitting in his friend's house and his friends are the one telling you, yeah, girl, go ahead, right? Suck it on his forehead.
Ian, I totally am with you here, Kim. And I would have 110% assumed that he would have seen it before even stepping in public to have that funny moment.
They're a bunch of losers, okay? I just, every now and then, I like to just pretend I have friends. But, I pretty much live in my job.
I know I reached out to you for another date, but honestly, after all this, it's just not worth it. I'm not interested. This is way beyond where I thought this was going to go.
Wow.
Totally understand.
Okay.
Oh,
no.
Oh, I'm crushed.
Damn. Sorry this didn't work out, guys.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Put off my forehead.
Home of Obie and Ashley's second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.